Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you what. Amen. Been a hoodwink to people. There's so many people love God, but they don't know how to be saved. Amen. The false prophet tell them they're all right. Long as they pay a little tithe and bring a little money, they're all right. But when they come down to the written word of God, amen, the plan of salvation, they don't want that. No, that's not for us. It's for the Jews. But let me tell you what, church, the promise is to you and to your children, for those that are far off, as many as our Lord God shall call. With many other words that he testified, saying, save yourself from his untoward generation. You got to save yourself. Mama can't save you. The preacher can't save you. The deacon can't save you. Your sister can't save you. Your brother can't save you. Only Jesus, and only Jesus can save your soul. Hallelujah. He got the power to forgive sin. I say he got the power to forgive sin. Jesus is able to do anything. He's able to do anything. He can heal a sick body, open up the blind eye, unstop deaf ears, make the lame walk, make the dumb talk. Yeah! Can't nobody do it like Jesus. Can't nobody do it like him. Whatever you need today, church, is in Jesus. The Bible says the truth is in Jesus. Take your neighbor by the hand, then the truth is in Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Son of man, you're going to die. Son of woman, you're going to die. It's a sad thing to die without Jesus. Hallelujah to God. You can't get it right after you die. Hallelujah to God. You got to get it right in this present world. If you want to see Jesus, you got to get right in this present world. Are you listening to me? I don't care what mama said. I don't care what daddy said. The Bible is right and somebody's wrong. I got the Bible to back me up. Hallelujah. All the believers have their part in the lake of fire. Hallelujah to God. We're burning with fine brimstone. You hear what I'm saying? All unbelievers, home on the sorcery. Amen. They got burned in the lake of fire. Y'all hear what I'm saying? They're going to burn forever in the lake of fire. You ain't got to go to the lake of fire. God not willing that you perish, but all come to repentance. If I were you today, I'd come down to this altar and stand before God. Lord, help me. I want to be saved. I don't want to be lost. I want you to forgive me today of all of my iniquity.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to blot them out. Lord, you've been good to me.
Yes, Lord.
You spared my life so many times.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to help me today.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I'm at your feet today.
Yes, Jesus.
I'm at your Lord. To forgive me.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple Church of the Lord Jesus Christ with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gatsby enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gatsby again. Heavenly Father, I ask you today to speak through me with the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. And this I ask in the name of your firstborn Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you. Last week I talked about you not being born again. And also about the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, going to heaven. But anyway, this week I've got a couple of scriptures I want to read before I talk to you about this kingdom of heaven. And so being born again is a process, just like a natural being born. The process. A woman don't get pregnant and have a baby the same day or the next day. So, so it is with being born again into the kingdom of God. Now, if you got your Bibles, I want you to turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 13, starting at verse 47, just a short parable Jesus is making about the kingdom of heaven. In 47, it says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind. When it was full, they drew it to shore, and they sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but threw the bad away. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth, separate the wicked from among the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said to them, have you understood these things? And they said, yes, Lord. Then he said to them, therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old. See, some of the things I'm going to discuss with you are new. Most of the things I'm going to discuss with you are new because they're not, and they're not new because they've been here all the time. We just have been neglecting it, and we can't blame, we can't really blame the leaders because of the fact that, like I said last week, in Revelation 12:9, the Bible says that Satan has blinded the eyes of the whole world. That includes the church. But there's a saying that I read somewhere, I don't know who it was, one of the politicians or philosophers or somebody said that you can fool all the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you cannot fool all the people all the time. This is so also with God. God knows that some of the people are stronger than others. And this is why Jesus came into the world to choose to give us a chance to be chosen to become sons of God. You'll find that in John chapter 1, verse 12. It said he gives us the power to become sons of God. We're not sons. We are sons in embryo of fetus as of now, but we're not yet born sons. We are begotten sons, like Jesus was the only begotten son when he was here on earth. Now he's the firstborn son. And we can become that by following in Jesus' footsteps. He said to, if you follow me, he said, follow me, take up your cross and follow me. See, we got a cross to bear too. We can't just, you don't just get, like I said, when the Holy Spirit come on you, you receive power. Power for what? To overcome this world and the situations we face in this world. And later on in Revelations, in several places, it says, only those who overcome. He said, if you overcome, if you endure this life, and complaining is another thing that weakens your faith, complaining about situations. You should have control over situation. You have control over situation by the power of God. This is the purpose of the Holy Spirit. Not you born again, but to give you power to overcome situations that you face in this life. Now, to verify that, let's go to Luke chapter 20. And there's a parable about when the Sadducees was trying to trick Jesus, talking about this woman that married seven brothers. And in the resurrection, he asked which man would be the woman's husband. And verse 34 in Luke chapter 20 says, Jesus answered and said to them, the sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are counted worthy to attain, worthy. Do you get that word, worthy? That means you have to be worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead. Neither marry nor are given in marriage, nor can they die anymore, for they are equal to the angels and the sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. So we are to be those of us who are worthy, will be born into the family of God. But now, and I told you last week that everybody would be resurrected, and we'll verify that right here in the Bible. Go to John chapter 5. Chapter 5, John, beginning at verse 26. As the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. So now, it's not God's will that any should be lost. But Satan, the idea of Satan confusing us is to get us to weaken us in order, because like I said last week, we're in a war. And he can divide and conquer. One of the strategies of war is divide and conquer. And he's divide, if he can control your mind and get you to believe in that you have what God promises. God promises all you got to do something to receive these promises. Not everybody, just because God promises don't mean you're going to get that promise, because they all have, as in other words, they got strings on it. If you do what God says, you get the promises. If you don't, well, you don't get the promises. Read the Old Testament and all through the Bible, you see that God promised these Israelites stuff, and when they got it, they forgot about God, you know. And then, well, God took it away. He destroyed them, you know. And God's not changing. He's the same yesterday, today, and day and forever, according to Hebrews 13:8. Now. You'll also find in Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, around verse 2 somewhere, where it says that everybody will be resurrected. It's also in Acts. I don't remember exactly what chapter it is, but it's in Acts 2. Paul said the same thing. Now, if we would do what God says, those of us who do what God says, instead of just reading and knowing what God says. See, to know what God says is one thing, but to do what God says is another. So you could know right and don't do it, and you don't get no credit for it. So it is with God. God is not the author of confusion. He's merciful God.